This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
We're giving away a Jimmy Butler jersey. More on that in just a few. Stand by, because it's going to be this hour. Anthony, if I took away health, what's the biggest concern?
Offense, I think. Scoring at the rim. You saw it in that Dallas game that they did lose. I'm talking about the one at Dallas. Probably missed eight, shots at the rim in the first half. So the spacing is still not ideal for a 2025 team. And then I just still think against really good defensive teams that scheme well and force them into more uncomfortable spots, where it's going to be a lot of like Draymond trying to hit floaters. And Jimmy Butler, as great as he's been, you got to see his offense get to that next level. And he's shown it probably will, but his feel doesn't seem to be there from three, even from the mid-range or even, on layups. I keep seeing him get mad at himself when he's missing down there. So to me, biggest concern is just like, can they score enough against the best defenses?
And if you were looking at possible matchups, which team then would be the most difficult one for them, considering how good they are defensively?
I mean, I think the Thunder's awesome. I mean, I think they're the best team in the West. I understand some of the skepticism, and I covered their second round series loss to the Mavericks last year, where to me, like, Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren just weren't ready to be number two type scorers against a Luka Kyrie team, but they probably should have won that series anyways. They almost did. They had game five at home that they kind of kicked away. They should have won game six in Dallas. So, and that was a young Thunder team that was like trying to fit Josh Giddey in, and he was a massive negative in that series. All they've done is replace him with Alex Caruso. They've signed Isaiah Hartenstein. Jalen Williams has leaped into an all-star. Chet Holmgren is now coming back. They're healthy. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's taking this game into another stratosphere. Like, I think they're like monster favorites in the West. So I don't get as the doubt that I think is kind of out there. If you're going beyond that and we're just talking first round, because if the Warriors get up to six, like, who would you want at three or who don't you want at three?
I'd probably
say you don't want Denver just because of Jokic, and they have been playing a lot better over the course of the last couple months. And then the other one steaming up to three, like, you want the Lakers in the first round? I mean, it's Luka and LeBron, that's a concern, but they're thin beyond that, particularly at center. Those are the two I would probably say you would rather have a Memphis or rather have a Houston.
The Lakers matchup for the Warriors has obviously been a difficult one, but it often has felt that way because Anthony Davis would get dominant against the Warriors. So yeah, I want to go deeper into that. Like, are the Lakers still a bad matchup for the Warriors or no?
Yeah, the only thing that would make me say yes is because, like, Luka Doncic motivated potentially now, and like, you saw him the other night against Denver, and if he like gets himself in this like killer mode, which most people that know him know that kind of is how he operates when he's like, doubted, I'd be concerned about what he may look like come mid-April. And while he may have like Mavericks blood in his eyes, if the Warriors are the team in front of him, that he's really hard to beat in the playoff series, and the Warriors have done it before. But he's also going to have LeBron James next. And so, like, theoretically, you're going into that series potentially. You have Steph and now Jimmy Butler. Like, it's an intriguing, like, two versus two star type thing. But That series, by the way, would start in L.A., number one, and two, if it's a 6-3 series, that would mean the Lakers had a really good final month, right?
Yep,
if they get the three seed. So that would also be of concern.
Yeah, no, that's fair. All right, Anthony, you didn't have vacation plans in May, did you?
Yeah, I did. My plans were to go cover the Thunder in the second round again
because
the Warriors were going to be, my thought is maybe now I'll just cover Thunder Warriors, you know, instead of Thunder Mavericks.
Two birds, one stone. I get it.
Perfect.
There you go.
All right. Hey, Slates, thanks, man.
All right, fellas.
All right, there he goes. That's Anthony Slater. Covers the Warriors, the favorite for the sixth seed, so he says.
I like it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the way he laid it out, Minnesota on the second half of a back-to-back, and if they lose, then they're 31-28. Warriors are 30-27. You catch them, and, you know, Dallas feels a little bit like a sinking stone with the monobrow not playing. And, you know, the Clippers, he made an interesting point there, too, about their injuries
and
how
they're banged up.
They're banged up, and they're trending in the wrong direction. And you look up, and you're only two behind them in the loss column. So the six feels very doable.
Oh, gosh. And, yes, he's right. They do. They tip off in Detroit momentarily. I don't know if anybody's been following Detroit. They win every night. They've won. I don't know where their winning streak is now, but the Detroit Pistons are suddenly
six.
A thing. Okay, they've won six in a row. They're playing really, really good basketball. A lot of close games. They haven't played against a lot of tough competition, but Detroit is a thing now. And so both of those teams played last night. That's going to be an interesting game that tips off actually right now. So, we'll follow along that. Speaking of what we're following along, we're giving away a Jimmy Butler Warriors jersey this hour, okay? So you got to be listening. Steve Kerr at 5, but sometime before Steve, we're giving away the last Jimmy Butler jersey of the day. Here's how you can win. At some point this hour, you will hear this sounder.
Jim E. Buckets!
There it is. All right, so when you hear that sounder again, don't call now. That does nothing for you, and it only serves to upset Lucas. But when you hear it again, you got to call the contest line at 415-523-4652. Okay, that's the number, 415-523-4652. Next time you hear that sounder, call that number. And if you're the 10th caller, and I hope you know why we're doing caller number 10. I mean, who doesn't know what numbers people wear? If you are the 10th caller to the contest line, the next time you hear the sounder, you're going to get the Jimmy Butler Warriors jersey. It's that simple.
Awesome.
You don't need to say anything. You can just do heavy breathing into Lucas's ear.
And I appreciate the people who are calling now just to bother Lucas.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you had me actually write down the number and you had it, so I almost was going to start calling just to bother Lucas.
Look, if anybody's ever had kids, there's one way you can get them to do something, and that's by telling them not to do it. So a lot of you are out there like that. All we have to do to get you to call is say, don't call now. You know what? We should actually make that the sounder one of these times. Just to really throw a wrench into this whole thing. Make the sounder me saying, don't call now.
Oh.
Because it works every time. All you got to do is say, don't call now. Bloop.
Yeah. Bloop. I see it coming in
there,
now.
Here they come.
Yeah. Here they come. Here they come.
You know what we should do also? We should threaten to read the phone numbers on the air.
Well, that's actually illegal.
I know it is. But we could threaten.
You could do it.
I can do it.
FCC license. Goodbye. Hello, class action lawsuit. Favorites to be the sixth seed.
Favorites to be the sixth seed. Wow, life changes quickly.
Well, you mentioned Detroit, and Detroit's not supposed to be doing what they're doing, and I just was looking at their game log. They've won 22 of 33.
Yeah, they're actually a good basketball team.
They've won 22 of 33. Yeah. They're 22-11. They've won six in a row, and granted, it's Chicago twice, it's Charlotte, it's Philly, it's a Wemby-less San Antonio, but wins are wins, and they're getting them.
They sure
a team
are.
That has been a laughing stock for a long time, they're not anymore.
No, not even a little bit. So, life comes at you fast, man.
Yeah?
Life comes at you fast. So, basically, what we've been throwing out there, and we can keep doing this now until Steve Kerr joins us at 5 o'clock. Does anybody want to redo their Jimmy Butler take? And again, there are levels to this, so I don't think, like, six games in, nobody can be 100% right and nobody can be 100% wrong. We were all feeling whatever we were feeling. But I'll say it right now. I've said it a few times today. Based on my initial reaction to Jimmy Butler to the Warriors, I was wrong. I was absolutely wrong. And the reasoning behind that is not because now suddenly the next 2 years are secure. It's not because anybody got younger. I still challenge whether or not these guys can make it through this kind of a physical challenge at full health. You know, I mean, we all want them to move through the playoffs. It's like, dude, think about that now. The playoffs, this is like, it comes at you fast. The idea of all of them staying healthy is maybe even a little bit far-fetched. But it could happen. You have to hope for good breaks. But what I've noticed that I just don't think I quantified a couple of weeks ago, I had no idea that the energy was in this much need of a shift. And I think all of us agreed. We got to a point where the Warriors had to do something. There was just too much smoke going up to the trade deadline. So they had to do something. So, again, I remember my take was, I understand the deal. I just don't like the deal. And now, even if what I was worried about ends up happening, I still am like, who cares? Who cares? Like, what's happening now for Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and those around him? It's worth it. It's worth it even if this stinks in a season and a half.
And the cost that they had to pay to make this happen was not very big.
Relatively small.
If you wind up as the sixth seed, you'll probably wind up with the, let's just guess and say, the 10th best record in the association, which means your pick is number 20. So you give up the number 20 pick in the upcoming NBA draft to Miami, which is not that high of a cost. And I know it's only top 10 protected. So if you're out of the lottery, then you give up the pick. And if it turns out to be number 20, then that's fine. And you gave up Lindy Waters, who was found money anyway. You gave up Dennis Schroeder, who was basically a rental because the guy that you really wanted tore up his ACL. You gave up Andrew Wiggins, who had a nice career here. He'll forever be in our hearts as a champion, but let's be fair about it. You've been trying to trade Andrew Wiggins every offseason and every deadline since he won the title. And you gave up Kyle Anderson, who had been here for 3 or 4 months. So yep, you gave up a late first, it looks like, and three players that you didn't really care about and one guy who you were kind of hoping to get rid of.
Yeah.
So you didn't give up that much for a guy who's now changed the vibes?
I mean, look, things happen in life where you go, ooh, that was lucky, but you get credit for them. And Mike Dunleavy, like, he deserves a lot of credit for a lot of things that have happened since he took over. Has it all been perfect? We can get into that debate, but he's getting ripped 2 weeks ago. Oh, you held on to Brandon Pajemski, you idiot. Like, holding and folding over and over again. Paul George, well, they tried to do that, but then they didn't. Was that, do they get credit for that? I don't know. They wanted to do it. They weren't allowed to do it, but it worked out. Like, holding and folding has ended up being a really good thing for this basketball team. We're sponsored by Ceramani Ford. Head down to Ceramani Ford to lease a 2024 Mustang Mach-E Select or 2024 Ford Lightning and receive the Ford Power Promise that includes standard home installation of a Ford charge station. Located right off 280 in Coleman Daly City. Ceramani Ford, your San Francisco EV dealer. Steve Kerr, 5 o'clock. Anybody want to redo their Butler take? Let's do it. 888-957-9570. We'll take your calls right now on Willard and Dibbs.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Warriors are about to play the Hornets twice in the next three games, the Magic, the Nets. To me, by middle of next week, the Warriors could be up at the six. Timberwolves lost last night. They're at Oklahoma City on the second night of back-to-back. You know, Warriors could be tied with the Timberwolves by the end of tonight. Mavericks, another team. They're not going to have a center for basically how long. I mean, the Warriors just blew them out. They could be tied with them by the end of this week. Let's look below the Warriors. The Kings, they're nosediving. The Suns, they're nosediving. The Spurs, no Wimby. I think the Warriors are the favorite for the six at this point. And I would say maybe the Clippers would be equal to them depending on how their health goes.
Dub Nation is Moses Moody. Catch my head coach Steve Kerr with Willard and Dibbs each and every week right here on 95.7 The Game.
Okay, Moody. Steve Kerr, 42 minutes away. A Jimmy Butler jersey is like, I mean, it's in the 4 o'clock hour, but I mean, I want to, like, give something to our people.
You do?
Yeah.
Like, you want to tell them in advance? You want to do it now? Or
No. Okay. I just, like, it's probably going to be in, like, the next 20-ish minutes or so.
Okay.
Would be my guess.
Yeah.
And I work here.
Right.
So.
Well, so yeah.
Ish.
Yeah, do me a favor.
Sometime in the next 20 minutes.
Yeah, you probably want to start calling now then.
No.
Give Lucas something to do.
Don't.
Blow it up. Don't. Blow it out.
Don't. So Jimmy Butler Warriors jersey will be happening this segment, which always makes me laugh when they have us say that because nobody listening knows what this segment means.
It's funny that...
Well, but they have no idea how long it goes.
Well, you'd be surprised. Like, the hardcore listeners, they probably have a better idea of the clock than half of the hosts. Oh, no.
And, that's probably true.
Well,
but anyway, when you hear the sounder again, be the 10th caller to the contest line, and you're going to have a Jimmy Butler jersey. And then you can, you know, you can geek out and be a big old fanboy or fangirl.
You can be like Doc Pandia's kid, who he posted something about him being on the slopes with his Jimmy Butler the third number 10 on.
Yep, I saw it.
Jersey in the cart, looking jersey good. On the slopes.
Looking good.
Yep.
So anyway, while that's the backdrop and Steve Kerr in 40 minutes, does anybody want to redo on their Jimmy Butler take? I came in and wanted to redo one, and I have, which is to say I was absolutely wrong with regard to the energetic shift that not was needed. I think we knew something was needed, but I was certainly wrong in terms of how that energy shift could immediately affect the team. I cannot think of too many deadline deals that have led to this much of a different vibe this quickly. Like, sure, you want to come in and contribute. My God, they look like two completely different basketball teams. And yeah, he's a one. So I understand that, but dude, you're not supposed to just be able to do that. It's not turnkey normally.
Well, think about the other big-time players that made moves to other teams. Luka Doncic, he has been kind of slow to build. He played great yesterday, and I think that his impact is going to be more of a long-term one. De'Aaron Fox in San Antonio, unfair because his running mate got a blood clot, and he's now out for the year. So San Antonio's their prospects got really hit by that. Zach LaVine in Sacramento has been exactly what you thought Zach LaVine in Sacramento would be. Anthony Davis played about 7 minutes and hasn't played since. And Jimmy Butler has come here and they've gone 5-1. And not only have they gone 5-1, but the eye test, the ear test, the vibe checks, everything about it has been an unmitigated success, like blowing away every other player move or acquisition that actually happened.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt about it. And I can't wait to hear from the horse's mouth, Steve Kerr, at 5 o'clock with a little bit more in terms of what it is that has changed this or why it is so quick and easy, seemingly. I'm sure it's not. You know, you can go through these six games. It's funny, you sit here on a day like today and you're like, man, Jimmy Butler showed up and they just don't have bad basketball in them anymore. Well, hold on. You know, there was the first half in Chicago. There was the third quarter into the fourth quarter in Houston. There was obviously the game in Dallas. So part of it is that these two most recent games, they come over the weekend. They are quality opponents, not great teams, but quality opponents. And I mean the Warriors just, dude, you put your feet up by the time we got to the second quarter in both of these games.
Hammer time.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm talking about. You can take your clutch games and throw them out the window. Stop playing such close games every time.
Yeah.
And so that was nice. That was nice to have a couple Ottoman games.
1-1 in clutch games since Jimmy's come. The Houston game became a clutch game because you kind of backed your way into that. Houston rallied and made it close inside that five-minute mark. And the Dallas game, of course, was a clutch game. But beyond that, Mark, like, these blowouts, yesterday's a great example of what a blowout can do for you because Steph Curry didn't have to play in the third quarter. And you've got an older team, and if you can make it so your fourth quarter does not involve Steph Curry, Jimmy and Draymond played 5 minutes apiece of mostly light duty, and then you turned it over to Yuri, Pat, Kevin, and the kids. Yuri, Pat, Kevin, Quentin, and Guy, why don't you guys go in here and mop up for us? And additionally, if you get into the sixth seed and you have a couple of games that you can play with because you're going to be locked in the six, well, now we have a spot where you can rest these older guys and their older legs, and you don't have to worry about the play-in. And I'm looking at the dates. The first round begins on April 19th, and their last game is April 13th. So you might have 6 days anyway, but if you can clinch the six on April 9th, now you can get these guys 10 days. You know what I'm saying, though, Mark?
I know what you're saying.
You can start getting greedy.
Well, right. But I like clinching the sixth seed as you sit in the
you're the nine.
In the nine or in the eight or whatever. Whatever it is in this moment, is it 8 or 9 in this moment?
You're the 9.
You're still the 9?
Yep. You're a half game back in Dallas and Minnesota.
And a half game back in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And only
and
a game
we're scoreboard watching.
The Clippers are playing right now in Detroit. And they are up by 4, Dibs.
Yep.
They are off to a hot start. There is
no stopping
Ivica Zubac right now is really putting it on them. But anyway, we'll see what happens. Matt in Oakland is next up. Hi, Matt. What you doing?
Hey, fellas. How we doing?
Oh, we're good.
Okay. I was wrong. I thought this would be a disaster. I didn't want Butler. And I want to calm down because, of course, we all suffer from presentism. But I'm kind of thinking, even though it's early, is there somebody out there that could have done better? I don't think they ever had a shot at Luka, but I mean, I'm just running through the possibilities. And I mean, KD would have cost a lot more.
Yep.
Fox didn't fit. Ingram, bleh, cares. I mean, this is kind of perfect, and it's kind of blowing my mind. I mean, can you guys think of a better player that they could have gotten who does exactly what they need and don't have? I mean, it's kind of blowing me away. I just want to hear what you guys think.
Yeah.
Who would be better?
Matt, thanks. I think here's how I'll answer it. I think it's an unfair premise moment to have this conversation. No one's going to sound better because we've seen Jimmy and they're 5-1. And we haven't seen anyone else. So I have no idea how to answer that. However, I will answer it in something that you sort of touched on a little bit there. Things really broke the Warriors' way in that they were able to find someone to seemingly come in and have a massive effect without really giving anything up. I mean, if we go back a year ago, they were trying to give Andrew Wiggins away. I'm not going to say that a first-round draft pick is nothing. They gave up a first-round draft pick. But as long as he plays well, that first-round draft pick becomes something you're fully willing to part with because now it's up in the neighborhood of 20 as opposed to, the 6.
11.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So from the perspective of what they had to give up, if they were going to get Durant or if you were going to get even into a Luka conversation or if you want to go backwards, which is even more relevant, and talk about Paul George and Lauri Markkanen, what those deals would have cost you to get this kind of an effect for what they gave up, I would say no. No, there is absolutely no one better that you could have gotten.
And think about if it was Kevin Durant that you were able to get. And, you know, according to the article today in The Athletic from Marcus Thompson and Sam Amick, the two parties had a deal put together in place that eventually broke apart.
Yes.
Because the Warriors got cold feet when they heard that Kevin Durant was more than reluctant about rejoining the team. So if you want to just close your eyes and pretend what that deal would have involved, I believe Draymond Green was going to be a part of that deal. In order to find $50 million worth of salary to get Kevin Durant, I think you're talking about Wiggins and Draymond and maybe a throw-in player and a couple of picks.
I think Kuminga is in the deal.
Right. So,
I think Jonathan Kuminga is in that deal, and I think at least 2, probably 3 first-round draft picks are in that deal.
And I don't know if we have a real definitive idea of what that package would have been for KD, but I do know that it's going to be bigger than what you ended up having to spend to get Jimmy Butler.
For sure.
I would imagine that, yeah, Kuminga was involved, and at least another pick would be involved. And so, to the caller's point, is there a player out there that could have been this for the Warriors? I think Kevin Durant could have been in a different way, and maybe you could have done it without getting rid of Draymond Green. Maybe it would have been, you know, Wiggins and Kuminga and a couple of filler players like Schroeder and Slow-Mo. Apologies to them for calling them filler, and a couple of picks, but I think that it would have taken more assets, and how much better would KD be for this team than what we've seen from Jimmy Butler?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, our mindset has changed. Our mindset at the time was bucket getter, and it's why Zach LaVine, for instance, was on people's minds.
Yeah, boy.
I do want to say this real quick. After watching him play on Friday night, I know everybody had the same sort of like reflex, like nausea reflex. Watching Zach LaVine play for the Sacramento Kings didn't look too good. This is, I know nothing on this, This is not a report. I never thought that the Warriors were in on Zach LaVine.
Mine didn't either.
I didn't buy it then. I don't buy it now. Like, Zach LaVine, the only way someone was going to take Zach LaVine if they were up a creek and not smart. And I give you the Sacramento Kings. Like, you ended up in a spot where for some reason you felt like De'Aaron Fox could force his way off your team. I don't get it. I don't understand what the hell happened in Sacramento, but you were stuck. Salaries needed to match. You felt like you got to get him off your team. You're giving up a lot of points. Okay, fine, we'll take Zach. But that's a terrible contract. It always was. The Bulls were dying to get off of it, and they finally did. And I never thought that that was going to be the Warriors' move. That was not going to make them a better basketball team. But anyway, back to the point. I think our mindset has changed because what we were dealing with was, man, we get to the fourth quarter and the non-Steph minutes and we can't find a bucket getter. Well, Jimmy is one of the people who fills that role, but now look at all the other stuff that you sort of feel like he's doing. There's the defensive side. There's the presence. There's the specific fit with what he does down low and in the paint and the absolute hatred he has for turnovers and that dog in him. As Draymond put it, another a-hole on the team. Like, nobody else really fits that description who was available. So, yeah, maybe they stumbled and fell into the absolute perfect acquisition.
Yeah, a guy who can defend and somebody who, like you said, abhors, hates turning the ball over, and somebody who makes everybody else better, and he gets to the foul line. So the weaknesses of this team, defense has been a problem, and getting to the foul line has been a problem. Those are two things he's very good at, and also the spacing. And I can't help but think about what he's done for Steph, because I'm looking at Steph play now in the last six games, and he's not having to exert as much every trip down the floor, because you can't just double team him all the time when Jimmy's out there, because now that double team, okay, Steph drops it down to Draymond or Jimmy Butler, and now you're playing 4-on-3 with a couple of very good ball handlers and high IQ guys, and it's too easy for them to win a 4-on-3 when you double team Steph. You just can't do that anymore.
So here's the other thing I was going to say to you, though, when I was listening. The reason I was chuckling when you were talking about clinching the sixth seed,
yeah.
Like, I mean, oh, man, you're probably right. As it sits here today, you're probably right. But it just does not feel right to be talking about clinching the sixth seed when I'm not even kidding you. We left here on Friday with like, ugh, the sixth seed? Ooh, that feels a little out there. They win two basketball games, and now all of a sudden it feels inevitable. And I just know
they're
that,
the favorites, Mark.
Well, he's probably right. Anthony Slater just said that a short time ago. And in this moment, it feels like that. But, man, that can turn fast. It turned in their favor fast. It can turn in the opposite direction fast. So I don't want to get those wheels spinning that fast where all of the sudden we've decided, well, hell, why stop there? How about five seed? Come on. The Warriors are never going to lose again. Like, that's all. I'm just saying that the Jets are going,
yep.
And that's great, but I don't know. Find the brake pedal. Just a little bit. Well, I'm as excited as anybody.
We don't need to pump the brakes.
I mean, you're talking about clinching it. Not getting to it, but clinching it with extra time. It's like,
right.
Whoa.
I'm talking about getting to it. And, you know, Anthony Slater, who joined us, talked about, you know, in a week and a half, you might be there if things continue to break your way. With the schedule you have and with what the competition is doing, you might be able to get there. And when you get there, if you keep playing well, you can hold it. All I'm saying is you might get to a spot in the end of the year, and I looked at the schedule a little bit ago. You end it with at Phoenix, and they might be in nobody wants to play mode.
Oh, they're already there.
Okay, well, this is April 8th, so.
Yeah, they cannot beat anybody.
Okay.
Are you seeing who they're losing to right now, by the way?
Your last four are at Phoenix,
yeah.
Home to Wembley-less Spurs,
yep.
At Portland, and then you've got the Clippers. So you might get to the last couple of games, and you might have a little cushion. And I know you've got L.A. and Denver and Houston before that, so that's the tough part of your remaining schedule. But you might be in a spot where you have the six, and you can just, you know, get six and chill.
The Phoenix Suns have lost 9 of 12
oh.
with multiple losses to the Portland Blazers, a loss in San Antonio, and then just yesterday, a double-digit 18-point loss to the Toronto Raptors. The Suns are done. And quite frankly, I want to say this real quick, and then we'll keep going with the Warrior calls. If anybody wants to redo their Jimmy Butler take, here we are, 888-957-9570, and there's probably going to be a Jimmy Butler jersey given away here in the next 6 minutes, I would bet.
Look at you.
Just my bet. Anyway, we've spent so much time listening to the Dallas Mavericks front office get ripped. Can we maybe spend a moment to, like, think about whether the worst front office over the last 2 weeks was not the Mavericks, it was actually the Suns? What's a bigger crime? Trading your prime-level superstar, and that may well be the answer, but trading your prime-level superstar in the middle of the night, or heading into your locker room, telling all of your good players you're going to trade them, then not, and sitting there and letting them stare at each other awkwardly for the remainder of the year. I can't figure out which one's crazier.
Oh, it's not even close. The latter is crazier, because Dallas, and we can debate this, you know, till we're blue in the face, but you can make an argument that Dallas didn't get fleeced in that trade. Now, it doesn't look good because Anthony Davis is hurt again on me. I'm going to show you my surprise face because that's what my 2.5-year-old, we do after bath time. We do faces in the mirror, and one of them is, we do surprise face. Ooh. So that's my surprise face. Okay. Of course, he's hurt again, but we don't yet know what Luka is going to be. And I look at the trade, and I don't think that it's as bad for Dallas as everyone immediately thought.
Well, but I feel like you're talking about in the moment and this year. I think the biggest crime of the Luka thing was, A, why didn't you get more in return, and B,
that's fair.
And B, aren't you looking at the big picture? The big picture. Not this season. The fact that you took somebody who's in their 20s and is seemingly always in the top five in the MVP and is like the heart and soul of what your fan base cares about, and instead of having him for the next 10 years of his life, you're just like, nah. Like, that's what I don't get. It's not just about this year.
Fair.
It's about future years.
But we don't really yet know what Luka is going to be in the future.
And that's true.
I do think that you have to give a modicum of room for Dallas, thinking that they might know something that all of us don't.
Maybe.
And it's yet to be seen. And
for sure.
You know, you can just look at Luka's physique, and he's not absolutely sculpted. Now he's playing with LeBron James, and so perhaps he's going to get motivated by a 40-year-old who is absolutely chiseled. But to your first question, what's worse? It's what's worse is what Phoenix did. And you and I had this ferocious debate last year where you were saying, they can't have these three guys.
They can't.
They can't do it. And I said, Mark, they're allowed to. And you and I did a whole thing back and forth. And I said, you know, they can, and they might. And you know what? It can work. All three of them are really good players. And Mark, if they keep them, I mean, look at a couple years ago, they went on a run and this and that. And, you know, I was right that they could keep them, but you were right that they absolutely shouldn't have. And you also shouldn't go around the room and say, one of you three is going to be gone. Who's it going to be? Can't trade you. Don't want to trade you. Hey, KD, probably going to be you. Pack your stuff. And then you come back the next morning. It's, all right, guys, hands in the middle. Suns on three. And they're like, out of here.
I mean, in the end, Mike Dunleavy absolutely schooled the Phoenix Suns. I don't think he meant to. He meant to do a deal with them. He meant to acquire Kevin Durant. And in theory, that was agreed to. Here's the problem. Nobody checked with Kevin. And then they checked with Kevin, and Kevin said, I don't want to come. And the Suns are like, well, we really don't care what you want. And the Warriors are like, we do. We're out.
Yep.
And Jimmy Butler, who had been ticketed for Phoenix all along, and reportedly wouldn't sign an extension with the Warriors, all of a sudden Dunleavy was able to pivot, go directly to Miami, and still have a deal. And it left the Suns with their pants down. And look at them now. Their pants are down. They haven't pulled them back up yet. I don't think they're going to either for the rest of the year. They have three of the biggest six or seven contracts in the whole NBA, and they can't win a game. It's wild. That has not been discussed enough. It's not like whatever y'all thought about the Dallas thing. I get it. I had some thoughts too. Okay, time to move on and take a look at what the Phoenix Suns front office did. I can't think of anybody who is more irresponsible than them.
But. Jim E. Buckets!
Oh, hey now. That is what we call, round these parts, a sounder. So that is the sounder, and that means it's time to give away a Jimmy Buckets Warriors jersey. Be caller number 10 right now. Jimmy's number. Be caller number 10 right now. The contest line is 415-523-4652. Again, caller 10, 415-523-4652. Call right now. Caller 10 wins. That's it. You don't need a keyword. You don't even need to say hi to Lucas. Just start screaming. If he says you're caller 10, just start screaming. That's it. Yeah, Lucas, deal with it. People will be excited. Caller 10 wins a Jimmy Butler jersey. Good luck to each and every one of you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler. And cool that he's going to be here for 2+ years, in theory.
Maybe.
I mean,
might get traded in the offseason.
They're allowed to, but.
For Kevin Durant.
Well, and there already has been a lot of that chatter around, like, all right, you know, no matter how this year ends, we can, and maybe this is the YouTube chat I was looking at earlier, because I like to jump on during the roast. Yeah, after I drop off.
Oh, nice.
I drop off baby girl, and I usually, you know, 9:30 to 9:45, I try to get in there and maybe make some comments, and I think I saw somebody the other day, like, all right, this year, no matter what happens, then in the offseason, we take Kuminga and Jimmy and this, and with that, we go get KD. And then there was another guy who was saying, yeah, we do this and this and this. We get LeBron. We bring in the Avengers for one run. Steph, Draymond, LeBron, and KD.
Mm.
And 8 guys off the street.
If I'm going to package all those people, I'm aiming even higher. I would like Giannis.
He can come too.
What's that?
He can come too.
Well, no. He had to be traded. If I'm going to do Kuminga and Butler and a package of picks, I don't want someone who's 36. I want Giannis.
You don't want somebody who's 41?
I mean, I'd take him for less.
Sure.
For less.
Maybe you can get him to sign for the minimum. Sometimes what we all think about it tickles me.
Well, we don't know how this is all going to go.
And Luka got traded at 25, so you never know.
I mean, if the Warriors are just a first round out, don't act like they're going to be like, but we were so much more fun. Like, no, they're going to be ticked. They're going to want to do stuff. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Anybody want to redo their Butler take? 888-957-9570. Steve Kerr in 18 minutes on Willard and Dibbs.
Curry waiting. Gets a screen, gets another screen from Looney. Gets Washington, dribbles on him. Step back, three off the dribble! Another triple for number 30. The last game got another 20-point game. His 700th of his career tonight, 701.
Now back to Willard. Now back to Willard and Dibs. Take it away, Mark.
All right, Steph. Thank you so much for all you do. As Andre Iguodala said, none of this happens without you.
Yeah. And I like the whole notion of this Andre being the kind of the beginning of the Steph Curry retirement party, because I don't know the order of operations, but when Klay retires, he gets it. When Draymond retires, he gets it. And the chef, obviously, he gets it. So
and Jimmy Butler, don't forget him.
Those rafters are going to be pretty crowded. I don't know, you know, how they're going to arrange it, but
where do you want to put the Jimmy Butler statue? Like, what part of Thrive City do you think would be the right spot?
And that's interesting. It'd have to be somewhere out of the way, and it depends on what kind of statue you want, because I don't know if you saw I don't know if it's a viral clip, but when he's giving his teammate Buddy Hield the middle finger, the your number one salute, there was that moment, which is cool. And for me, that actually kind of, that might be the statue, because Jimmy Butler is
that works, yeah.
Right, but you don't want to necessarily put that right there in Thrive. That one might want to be tucked away somewhere. Like
well, if you actually were to do that, I think it would need to be in the locker room. But
fair.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that. But anyway, 888-957-9570. We've been spending the day kind of redoing Jimmy Butler takes after these 6 games, and the vibes are just absolutely through the roof. And so everybody deserves credit for that. I am really fascinated by the Mike Dunleavy angle of this, because it in some respects, it feels like the Giants hiring Bruce Bochy. Like, that's not who they set out to hire. And then there were other people they set out to hire. And then there were other people they set out to hire. And then they ended up with Bruce Bochy. And people went, Bruce Bochy? You mean that guy that's been doing other stuff around the league for other teams for a long time? This feels kind of retreadish. And then he comes in, and it's just absolutely, obviously, the most epic thing that's ever happened to the organization in San Francisco. Now, I'm not foreshadowing anything like that, but what I'm saying is the Warriors tried to do a bunch of other stuff before they did this. So I really do wonder how people feel about credit for Mike Dunleavy, even though the first thing he tried to do was get Paul George. And,
right.
And the Clippers said no. And then he wanted Lauri Markkanen, and Danny Ainge did Ainge things, and so they said no. Okay, you get credit for that. And then he tried to get Kevin Durant, and Kevin said no. And then they got to Jimmy Butler, and people are like, perfect.
Right.
And again, yes, you do get credit. You get credit for what's on your resume.
You get credit for what you did.
There's a break there, too.
There's also a break when you spend three first-round picks and you move up in a draft to get another team's first-round pick, and you use it on a quarterback who just got released by the Dallas Cowboys today.
Yeah.
A man who only made five starts in his NFL career so far, and it's a move that craters your career as a head coach, unless you use the final pick, Mr. Irrelevant, and you find a quarterback who turns out to be really, really good, and now he's going to get between 25, some people wish, and 65, his agent wishes, $1 million per year. So does Kyle Shanahan get credit for being lucky to draft Brock Purdy? Does he get credit for having a quarterback basically save his career after he all but cratered a franchise? And I know he didn't do it alone, but just for the sake of this conversation, Mike Dunleavy gets credit for acquiring Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Even if it was his sixth choice, Kyle Shanahan gets credit for finding Brock Purdy in the last pick of the draft after he botched the Trey Lance thing.
I agree with you. So, I mean, in the end, why does Mike Dunleavy get credit for acquiring Jimmy Butler? Because he did it.
Exactly.
Like, why does Kyle Shanahan get credit, for drafting Brock Purdy? Because he did it. Because he did it, and it ended up working out. Now, look, again, my stance today is not to start talking about the Jimmy Butler trade in past tense. Well, it worked. We're done here. It's been six basketball games. But there's absolutely no denying the swiftness, the power behind the energetic shift of the Warriors that I really didn't think Jimmy had in him. And it's not just Jimmy. It's also the way he's been received and what the other players have all done around him and how everybody has just seamlessly fit in. Like, I don't know how the hell this could have gone better, quite frankly.
You could have beaten Dallas.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you could be 6-0.
Think about what we had yesterday. For the first time in a long time, you had Warriors chants during the game, and they were aimed at him at the foul line. And the energy among the fan base, and we can see it. You talked about it over the weekend.
Yeah, I could see it last week.
I mean, the YouTube audience, our audience, the fans, the general reaction, the calls that just came in for the Jimmy Butler III jersey. Don't call now. Somebody has already won it, which is kind of cool for that individual. But the fan base is energized. The team is energized. They're moving up the standings. The head coach joins us in 7 minutes, and he's energized. So, yeah, I don't think that you can undersell what this has meant.
By the way, she has a name, Dibs. Her name is Mara in Danville. Did I get that right, Lucas? Yeah, Mara in Danville.
I don't know how I could have possibly known that.
There's no way, actually. Yeah. I mean, you could have been like a psychic or something like
that. Yeah.
But probably not.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be Laura in Pleasanton.
No,
so.
Mara in Danville.
Good for you, Mara.
Mara, thank you so much for listening to the show, and congratulations on your new Buckets jersey. That's awesome.
And I won't name shame the person who's calling the contest line right now, but you can stop. You can just hang up.
Yeah, no, but you are allowed to. That's our rule. You're allowed to call whatever phone number you want.
Yeah, and say hi to Lucas, because he's in there answering.
He loves it. He loves when people are still calling. Mark Grandy, let's go live to Mark Grandy. He was at the games. Games? The game. You
not
went to the
there
game.
Friday.
You didn't go to Sacramento on Friday. No. Okay, so yeah, you were there yesterday.
He was
yesterday.
Literally with us on Friday.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I mean,
the weekend.
I hustled my way over.
Some people drive fast. Yeah, I don't know. I've gone to Sac after a show before. I've done it.
But you haven't made it for a 7 o'clock tip.
No, but you could have made it for the fourth quarter or something like that.
Anyway, it's more like a 7:15 tip.
Yeah, exactly.
Apologies to both of you.
You bring up the Warriors chant, though. It happened in the first quarter.
Wow. Yeah.
And it was loud. I mean, legitimately, when they did the Warriors chant the first time for Jimmy at the free throw line, it was a standing ovation in the first quarter. And I don't remember the last time I've heard Chase as loud as it was in that first quarter. Any other first quarter that I've been to in like a year and a half, at least.
Yeah.
It might be maybe Clay's return in November this year, but in terms of like a crowd applauding what they're seeing on the basketball court, might have been since like the Warriors-Lakers playoff series a couple years ago.
Y'all are juiced. There's no two ways about it. And some of you might be like, I'm not. Well, you're in the minority. Honestly, like we can see metrics. We can like you can feel it. Y'all are totally juiced by this, and that is at the core of what I'm saying about why I was wrong. It's like it. I don't think they're going to win every game. I still don't think they're going to win the championship. But things have twisted a certain way in their favor. But the number one reason why I was wrong. There's no way that I would have predicted that it would have this kind of an injection both into the team and the fan base. I mean, there's almost a little mania thing going on here. Like, you know, remember Lynn Sanity?
Yeah.
We're not there. We're not there.
Jim Sanity? Is that what you're talking about?
Somebody did call in with that earlier today. But I, like, dude, I mean, if this keeps going for a while, and if the Warriors do fire into the top six or fire into the top five or something like that, yeah, we know this fan base. We know what happens when they're going to get activated. And so everybody's feeling it. And if that's if you're doing that in entertainment, then it's a win. I don't care if he gets hurt 15 months from now or mad at Draymond 17 months from now. Those things may all happen, and my concerns could come true, and I'd still say it's still worth it. It's absolutely worth it. You got your fan base back. They weren't gone, but they were kind of in a little hibernation sensation.
That's a buck,
yeah.
And that puts it lightly. I mean, we've been to Chase Center a bunch, and it wasn't the same. And you can blame the shift from Oakland, but that thing's been done now for a long time. This fan base here has had a championship, and they've had enough moments to where you can't just count that as, oh, the team moved and they don't have the same fan base anymore and blah, blah, blah. This fan base was not being given consistently reasons to get excited, reasons in the first quarter to do a Warriors chant and give somebody a standing ovation. They're now a dynamic product again. And you look at the next four games, they're all against teams with a losing record. And I know a couple of them are on the road, and you can never just, you know, green check mark games and count them as wins. But you start to think about this run continuing with a couple of Charlottes and Orlando. Philly's a team that is in,
oh my God,
they're in disarray. Embiid is not going to play most likely. And you do have New York in that stretch and then plucky Detroit. But beyond that, you got a good stretch over the next 10 against teams that are either shutting it down or not very good.
Do you want a little snapshot at the kind of disarray that the Philadelphia 76ers are in?
Sure.
Can I give it to you?
Yeah.
All right. They're at the 7-minute mark of the second quarter in a basketball game right now that they're playing on their home floor. They are down by 18 points to the Bulls.
Man.
Do you know how hard it is? Sorry, checks notes. 19 points.
Oh,
checks notes. 21 points.
Checks again. 27 points.
They are down by 21 points in the second quarter in their own building to a horrible team. A horrible team. So their soul has been robbed.
They're discussing surgery options for Joel Embiid already.
They're completely going to do it, by the way, too. That's not something you can't be like, oh, we're exploring surgery, and then not. You're like, oh, never mind, we're going to stick him back out there. Like, he can't move. And Embiid, the whole Embiid experience has been the opposite of the the motto that they used a few years ago with trust the process. The process did not work. And the only good news there and more reason for them to shut him down and have surgery is they do have a couple other good players, and they may end up with now a really good draft pick too. There's no point in Joel Embiid playing. The Sixers are 20-36. They're out of it. Completely out of it, you know?
Just to rely on a player with that many physical maladies at that size, who's quietly now into his early 30s, it's just, your heart goes out to the kid because he's not been able to stay healthy.
Your heart goes out to the River Islands guest line is where it goes, because it's time. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.